AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Last night's Republican presidential debate in Miami was a striking turnaround from the shouted insults of their previous few matchups.
So far, I cannot believe how civil it's been up here.
The four GOP candidates calmly discussed their policies during the CNN event. On immigration, Senator Marco Rubio said he'd stop companies from workarounds that allow companies to lay off U.S. workers for jobs overseas.
They're outsourcing the entire tech division to a consulting company. They're making the argument that we didn't replace you, we just replaced the whole unit by hiring a company to do it instead. And that company that they're hiring is bringing their workers from abroad. It is a loophole they have figured out that we need to close.
Donald Trump refused to back down from his recent statement that Islam hates the West.
I will tell you, there's something going on that maybe you don't know about and maybe a lot of other people don't know about, but there's tremendous hatred, and I will stick with exactly what I said.
The director of the Council on Islamic Relations calls that a slanderous statement.
Trump should apologize to all of the Muslims worldwide whose faith inspires them to fight ISIS.
Also during the debate, Trump touted his newly won endorsement from Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon who recently dropped out of the Republican presidential race. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan will be buried at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley today, next to her husband. Relatives of presidents going back to Jack Kennedy will attend the private funeral. At the White House last night, the Obamas held a state dinner in honor of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
It is an extraordinary honor for me to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much for the warm welcome you've extended to Canada and to the Canadian delegation and to Sophie and me personally.
One of the celebrity guests, Canadian-born actor Michael J. Fox, said of Trudeau, he's cool. This is AP Radio News. Record-setting flooding in northern Louisiana has prompted numerous high-water rescues of stranded families. Officials warn that some levees could overflow today. Meteorologist Patrick Burke.
Things will improve towards the latter half of the weekend, but until that happens, we still have a high risk for some flash flooding to continue in the New Orleans area and up towards Jackson, Mississippi.
Daylight saving time kicks in this weekend. The AP's Matt O'Brien reports some New England lawmakers are proposing keeping those hours full time.
It was a health advocate in Massachusetts who wrote a column in the Boston Globe that really attracted a lot of attention about the idea of moving New England, at least Massachusetts, from Eastern Standard Time, where nearly half of the United States population is located, to Atlantic Standard Time, which is where some provinces of Canada are located, like Nova Scotia.
I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.